Okay, today's date is November 14th, 2006. It's approximately 20:25 hours. This is Detective John Smith, ID number 2569. I'm here with Fire Cadet Weston. It goes by Wes. Date of birth of and is that correct, Wes?
Sir.
Okay. And tonight you're on Station 31's engine. Is that correct?
Sir.
Okay. And you're riding along with engine tonight for obviously the cadet program for experience, correct?
Sir.
Okay. So what call are you guys going through tonight, and what happened when you got there?
The call was dispatched as a gunshot victim.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, I just got out of the engine, and I got the backboard, or I helped the other guy get the backboard, and I just went over there, and then I pretty much just stood there and watched. And then I got gloves for someone else, and then I got hand sanitizer for someone else. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
Okay. And the gunshot victim, where was he at when you first drive up and get off the rig? Where was he at?
Laying next to a white truck.
Okay. How is he laying?
On his back.
Okay. And
when
you saw him and you looked at him, could you tell where the gunshot wound was at?
I saw it.
Can you tell where it was at on his body?
Yeah,
where was it at?
Above right shoulder.
Okay, upper, right. On the chest side?
Yeah, the chest side.
Okay, upper right area
right,
of his
yeah,
chest?
Right.
All right. And when you got off the rig, was there paramedics already attending to his wound?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you present while they were attending to his wound?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything unusual occur while they were attending to him?
A gun fell out of his pants.
Okay. Describe that for me, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, they were cutting his pants open, and then
mm-hmm.
gun fell on the ground, or I couldn't really see, and then one of the paramedics said there's a gun,
mm-hmm.
and then another policeman came over.
Do you know which side of his body it was on?
His right side, I'm pretty sure. That's where it fell out of.
Okay. Out of his...
looked like his pants.
Out of his pants. All right. In addition to the wound, once they cut his clothing off, I'm sure they cut their shirt off and stuff, right?
Right.
Anything you noticed on his upper torso, his chest area, besides the wound?
Tattoos, a lot of tattoos.
Okay, all right. A lot of tattoos, is
yeah,
fair
a lot.
To say?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he the patient now? What, were they talking or responsive during this time?
No, the patient was not.
Not responsive, not moving?
Not moving.
Okay. Were there uniformed deputies on scene?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you know how many?
Idea.
Okay, but you saw at least one?
Yeah, at least one, yeah.
Okay.
More than that.
Okay, more than that. Did you notice anything unusual about that pickup truck he was laying next to?
Nothing.
Okay, all right. And so I'm assuming that once the paramedics prepped him, got him on the backboard in the gurney, they put him in the ambulance with the AMR, and they left the scene, and you guys stayed until I basically commandeered you and told you I want to talk to you. Is that correct? Okay. Yeah.
About the fluid leaking, is that unusual? Or is fluid leaking from the truck?
Sure. From the wound?
No, from the vehicle.
The white Ford vehicle?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Did you know if it was gas, water, or...
It looked like coolant.
Oh, radiator coolant?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about the area? Did I pretty much grasp it all and got it down?
Sir.
Okay. And the two numbers you gave me to contact you, those are good numbers to call you at, right?
Sir.
All right. Are you a local resident?
Yes, sir.
Of the county?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else you can think of, Wes?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is my interview with Fire Cadet Wes 2027. 20,